saw a ha'orin afla in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim from Agoyin Reb David Yoel Weisschlita. He brings from the Shach al HaTorah. By the way, the Shach al HaTorah was not written by the Shach, but the Shach al HaTorah, which comes from the Talmidei Ha'ari, and in the end of Parshas Kiseitze, so there's a whole bunch of different gematrios that the Shach brings. Shach, at the end of all the parashiyos, brings a whole bunch of gematrios. And on the words, Evan Shlema, Eifa Shlema, says the Shach, Remez al Shlema, Shetikein ha-mishkoilois ve-ha-eifois. So Evan Shlema, Shlema is a play on Shlema, as in Shlema HaMelech, because Shlema HaMelech was misaking mishkoilois and eifois. And the question is, Tzarech Bir, why was Shlema HaMelech misaking the mishkoilois and eifois? Now, even before that, Shlomo HaMelech was masakin the Mishkolos and the Eifos, psukim in the Torah. The Torah says he was mechazik them. This inyan of today's daf, maybe the agardamin, but we talked about in our daf different takonis that were made in the world of Mishkolos and Eifos, and it's pashut, that's what the Shach is referring to. What he means is this inyan, and it was somehow strengthened by Shlomo HaMelech. But the question is, why would Shlomo HaMelech have been the one to have done this? So it says Rav David Yoel Weiss, Ubederech Efshe Yeh Shlomo. Maybe the reason is because there's a Medrash Shir HaShirim. It's in Perek Aleph Yud. Tani Rav Shimon Bar Yechai. Afilu Mishkolos Shahoyu Bimei Shloima Shal Zav Hoyu. Hado Dechsev Ein Kesef Nechsha Bimei Shloima. In the times of Shlomo HaMelech, there was such a Shiris that in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, the Mishkolos themselves were made out of gold. And being that the Mishkolos were made out of gold, says Rav David Yoel Weiss, we learned the Braisa, that the Braisa says that you couldn't make the Mishkolos out of metal. Why couldn't you make them out of metal? Because the metal erodes, and with time it's going to end up decreasing in size. And that's why you're supposed to use stone. That's why you're supposed to use something like glass that's not going to erode. But in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, there was such a shefa that people actually used to use gold. As a result, Shlomo HaMelech felt that he had be mechazik the Indian, and yeh Shlomo b'derech efsher, that's why Shlomo HaMelech was mesakim mishkolos. He grabs, says one beautiful isafa. He says that we know Shlomo HaMelech made three takonas: erevin, netilas yodayim, and shnius la'arayas. Right, based on a pasuk that says izin v'chiker tike mishalom harbe, and it's a gemara in erevin daf chafalof amid beis yivamis chafalof amid aleph. That these were the three greatest takonas that Shlomo HaMelech made. According to this Shach, what emerges is that there was another takana. He was also masakin the Indian of Mishkoilois Enefos. But he says that the MS is Toisfis and Erev and Chavala from the base already says that from the Pasik, Izen Vechiker Tike Mishalom Harbe, it sounds like the Harbe is also referring to the takanas that he made. And even though Chazal were Megalatas 3, really it's more. And then in classic Rab Dovod Yoyo Weiss form, he says, I'll show you just what I was malaki at different places where you find that Shlomo HaMelech made takanas. I'll just mention a few. Brochus Memchesam and Shloim Atikim Loima Bebirchas Hamozin, Alabayas Hagodov Akodesh, Babakama Payala from the Bez, Mahalchim Beshvile Horishos, Shloima Amra. The Kolba in Hilchas Tfil and Simon Yod Aleph says that Shloima Melech is the one that was Masakin to say Birchas Koyanim Betfilo. Akoponim, you find already in Chazal, different places, a remis what Tois is referring to in Erev and Chafala from the Bez. This Sifsei Koyin in the end of the Gematrias and Parshatsky Seitze would be a remez to this. But what's the remez? The remez is Evan Shlema as referring to Shlema. So I'll tell you one Dover Nifla related to this. And that is, there's a Sefer called Evan Shlema. It's Miteiras Rabbeinu Hagra. What's the Sefer Evan Shlema? So it's a little bit similar to Meiser Rav. It was written by Rab Shmuel Malzin and his son, Rabbi Yitzchak Malzin. Rabbi Yitzchak Malzin is famous as the author of the Pirish Siach Yitzchak on Siddur. That's in the Siddur Hagra. And it talks about different hanhogis and different hashkofis on a bunch of inyanim from the Goyim. We learned Agadot Gemaras recently. We spoke out from the Evan Shlema more than once. But Al Kolponim, the Sefer that's really Toirasei Shal Hagra that was put out by Talmidei Agra was called Evan Shlema. So in the Hakdama to the Sefer Evan Shlema, so Rav Shlema Malzin says that why is it that I'm referring to the Sefer as Evan Shlema? So he says it's based on a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that Risro Mishklov, who was one of Talmidei Agra, he brings in his Hakdama to his classic magnum opus Pasa Shulchan. So he says a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that there was a Yid that once came to the Goyen. And he told the Goyen that I heard a story about one of the Talmidim of the Ramban who became a Meshumet. And he was talking to the Ramban, and the Ramban told him that you're being a Meshumet, Bisti, Meshiga. He says, you know what the Torah Akdosh is? And he says, every single thing in the world is Meruma somewhere in the Torah. So he said, really? He says, where's my name Meruma's in the Torah? So his name was Avner. So he said, where's my name Meruma's in the Torah? And the Ramban pulled out a Chumash, and he showed him exactly where Avner's Meruma's in the Torah. So this Yid came to the Goyim, and he told the Goyin that, I heard this Maisa with Ramban. He says, I'm curious if the Rebbe, referring to the Vilna Goyin, ever figured out where his own name is mentioned in the Torah. So the Goyin told him, yeah. The Goyin told him, it says, Evan Shlema. He said, my name is Elio. My father's name was Shlema, Shlema Zalman. He said, Elio Ben Shlema. This is what he told him. And then he said that after I heard this mice from Yisrael Mishklov, I was talking about the story. He said, I heard a Tosefes Knechtes. And that is that the Goyim used to tell us Talmidim that Sefer Dvarim, the whole Sefer Dvarim, is really Merumis, and it corresponds to the Elef Hashishi. The Elef Hashishi meaning the last set of 1,000 years that we're living in right now. And each Parsha in Sefer Dvarim corresponds to one of the 1,000 years, one of the centuries of the Elef Hashishi. Now, the truth is, there's 11 parashiyas in Sefer Dvarim, but Nitzavim Vayelech, this week's parasha, is considered one. And because Nitzavim Vayelech is considered one, so it's for that reason, it's only 10. So he said that the place with the remnants for the Goyin's name was in Parashas Kiseitze. Parashas Kiseitze is the sixth parasha, which is the Tav Kofs, which is when the Goyin lived. So he said, not only do I have a remnants of my name in the Torah, but I have a remnant of my name in that century where I'm supposed to be. Evan Shlema is Eliyahu ben Shlema, but it's mamash matim with this remnant of the Sifte Koyin ala Torah that we're playing Shlema on Shlema. Shlema as in Shlema Melech, and here you have Evan Shlema as in Shlema as in the father of Eliyahu.